Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There are some people who are coming from around the world who don't yet know about all the preparations we've done to get London ready in the last 7 years. I hear there's a guy called Mitt Romney who wants to know whether we're ready. He wants to know whether we're ready. Are we ready? Yes, we are. The venues are ready. The stadium is ready. The practice center is ready. The velodrome is ready. The security is ready. The police are ready. The transport system is ready. And our Team GB athletes are ready, aren't they? Team GB is ready. They're going to win more gold, silver, bronze medals than you need to bail out three Spain together.
That's the mayor of London pumping up the crowd for the opening of the Olympics with Mitt Romney's comments in the background sort of wafting around. He questioned whether London was ready for the start of the Olympics. Romney's gotten a lot of criticism from all sides, easy to throw a shot or two. What difference does that have to do, though, with the presidential election? He wasn't very smart to have said it, although he does have credibility because he fixed the games, I think, 10 years ago, isn't it? No, it wouldn't have been 10. It was 12 years ago when he ran the Summer Olympics, or the Olympic Committee, I think, for a year. It was the Winter Olympics of 02. There it is. Okay. So whether it means it'll make a hill of beans difference to this race, what needs to be addressed, jobs and the economy, maybe some side items like gun control, that sort of thing. They're not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. So let's see what they have decided to touch, because the presidential race is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome into our overview of the hot hits from this past weekend over the airwaves. Lots of conversation about the presidential race, including this from political commentator Charles Krauthammer, who couldn't believe that Romney would question London's readiness publicly on the eve of his trip overseas.
What Romney answered in that question is unbelievable. It's beyond human understanding. It's incomprehensible. I'm out of adjectives. All the man has to do is say nothing. Nothing in any of the stops on the trip. The statement of the trip is simply the places he's going to. England and Poland and Israel, all of which have been treated roughly and badly by Obama. All he has to do is show up and say wonderful stuff about his host, imply we're going to be strong allies, and everybody in those countries and around the world will understand it's a rebuke, without saying so, a silent rebuke to Obama, who treated the Brits and the Poles and the Israelis pretty shabbily, particularly the Brits. Remember when he came into the Oval Office, he removed the bust of Churchill. There was a State Department spokesman who said there's no special relationship, etc., etc. Along the list
queen,
of stuff.
The gifts.
And the Queen,
to
the gifts
Gordon
and
Brown.
The Falklands Island, in which we have a studied neutrality between the Argentines and the Brits, where we should be solidly on the British side of this. The list is long. And all Romney has to do, say nothing. It's like a guy in the 100-meter dash. All he has to do is to finish. He doesn't have to win. And instead, he tackles the guy in the lane next to him and ends up disqualified. I don't get it.
I don't either. I don't always agree with Krauthammer, but he's right there. Shut up. Go to the country. Smile. Get your picture taken with a lot of people. Say you're supportive of the countries. They do great things in their relationship with America. Yada, yada. That's it. He didn't show a lot of smarts under the circumstances, but does that mean he's unelectable? No, it just means that he's like everybody else, I suppose. The human side of things is that he made a gaffe, but it was really, that wasn't a good one. 800-510-8255. Mitt would respect an Israeli decision to make a unilateral military strike against Iran aimed at preventing them from getting nuclear capability. A top foreign policy advisor said, we'll get to that. Next up on the overview here of the hot hits, talk radio fed by talk television and the Sunday morning television news programs, here's Judy Woodruff talking to David Brooks from the New York Times. Brooks believes Romney had no business going to the Olympics at this point.
Mitt Romney arrived there a few days ago, and he's had a rough
go of it. How do you size up the trip?
Yeah, well, he should have gone. There's no reason for him to go. And I'm told there was dissension in the staff about whether he should go. The election's here, and the issues are here. And so I think it was a mistake to go. And it was certainly a mistake to do a gaffe. And I think this, the gaffe, you know, what he said was true, that there are some security issues. But you don't say it. And it underscores a deep anxiety in Republican circles that he's just not running a great campaign. If you look at the Obama campaign, it's a professional campaign. You see the storyline they're telling. He took people's jobs away with Bain. They're going to turn to Medicare, and they're going to say he wants now to take away your, he wants to voucherize your Medicare. That's a progression. You understand how they're doing the campaign. But the Romney campaign, the people in the campaign are saying, okay, we haven't hit yet, but don't worry. In a couple months, we're about to really get on track. We're going to unveil who Romney is. We're really going to hit Obama hard. Well, this is a faith-based strategy. Maybe they are going to start effectively campaigning, but not yet. And so this little gaffe was just icing on the cake to a deep anxiety that they're not running a coherent, effective campaign, and it's the candidate who is overruling a lot of the things that need to be done.
All right, so what say you on this 800-510-8255? Comments galore, things that you would like to address when it comes to the presidential race and the question of Romney and his judgment here. Is it important to, is it all something that boils down to the last month or the last week of the campaign, and what happens now no one will remember? Maybe. 800-510-8255 as we go through all of these things that arisen. I'm looking at the trip to Israel and some of the things that he said over there. It was a good idea for him to go, even. His detractors say no, supporters say yes. He can just say the things that he's thinking without going there, right? All right, let's get to some of the other Sunday morning television programs and radio from the weekend as well, as you continue to listen to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond. This stuff works.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%. APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%, APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. And find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Some of you may watch the Sunday morning news programs. If you do, that's where you recognize some of the audio here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're continuing our discussion of the status of the campaign. Mitt Romney is in the focus, and this is from ABC's This Week. Matthew Dowd talks to Romney advisor Kevin Madden and Obama advisor Robert Gibbs about Mitt Romney's Olympic comments.
One thing people think that maybe this is an election that a gaffe, a mistake in such a tight election within a point or two could make a difference, whether somebody shows up or not. And Kevin, you obviously have seen what's happened when Governor Romney went to London,
right,
made his comments, took a lot of heat, especially from the British press. And is there a concern on y'all's part that his first time is on the stage, on the world stage, that people sort of now are taking a step back and maybe he's not prepared after that, what he said about the Olympics over there?
Well, I think this is an election, again, that the public is viewing around big things. I don't think that a gaffe or a YouTube moment is really going to make or break this particular election. I think it's going to be about the direction of the country, how we rebuild the economy, how we continue to have a stronger national security posture around the globe. I think that the headlines that come out of London on one day are not going to be as important as the overall view that people take when it comes to our economic prosperity here at home and then our safety and security around the globe. So I think the fact that the governor has given a very strong, robust speech about his national security policy at the veterans of the VFW before he left, and I think you're going to see some images that are coming out of Israel with him standing strong with our allies there, some strong statements coming out of Israel. I think that's going to be much more important as a judgment on this particular trip than anything that happened.
I would probably give that answer too if I hadn't flown to London and embarrassed myself in front of our strongest ally in the world. Look, Mitt Romney wondered aloud whether London was ready for the Olympics, and I think it's clear that voters in this country wonder aloud whether Mitt Romney's ready for the world, and I think the world is not yet ready for Mitt Romney. I think there's literally to go overseas, stand in the country of our strongest ally, in the Olympics that they've been preparing years for, and question whether or not they're ready, does make you wonder whether or not he's ready to be commander-in-chief.
Well, and obviously that was the beginning of the trip.
Right.
As Kevin referenced, he's having an end of his trip, where he's in Israel today.
And let's hope the do-over goes better than the initial audition, because, like I said, let's be honest, Matthew, if you can't handle smiling and talking about the Olympics.
I think David Cameron and everybody, they were very polite about how they all believe that the athletes are going to make sure that the games work. And they will. And we're all hoping for a good.
I'm happy David Cameron had the last word, because I thought it was embarrassing for our country.
All right. There is the usual. I mean, what Obama has said or done with the British, that's not embarrassing. 800-510-8255. Frank's in Leesburg, Florida, on Mr. Romney and the Olympics. Go ahead, so you're on the air live.
Hey, yeah, very quickly, I agree. Robert Giz's boss has done more to be embarrassing than Romney. But my question, and it really is a question, it's not some kind of challenge. What exactly did Romney do to help the Olympics, to save the Olympics he apparently held? Because if my memory serves, wasn't it like a political scandal, a sex scandal even?
No. What I remember is that you're talking about the Olympic scandals, the sex scandal, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
it was an organizational scandal. I know about that. Money missing, if I remember correctly. The whole thing was ready for disaster, and he sort of shaped it up pretty quickly.
It wasn't even security, though. So, I mean, it was unfortunate that he went and made that comment.
Yeah, that was not a smart thing for him to do. But other than that, is it the most important thing? Is that how you're going to make up your mind about who's
definitely
the next president?
Not.
All right, Frank, thanks. 21 after the hour.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
On the countdown, we're discussing the presidential race and the status of it as a result of a lot of the comments that made over the weekend on the television news programs. Former Vice President Dick Cheney said it would be a mistake for Senator, or it was a mistake for Senator McCain to pick Sarah Palin. He said he likes her, but she didn't pass the test of being ready to be president, and Mitt Romney ought to do a better job of it. He appeared with Jonathan Carl on ABC's This Week.
How important is it for him to do this in a way that is different than the way John McCain handled his vice presidential search?
Pretty important. That one I don't think was well handled. And I sort of think of it as there are two lists. There's the big list that's got a lot of folks on it. I actually, when I was doing it for, I did it for Ford in 76, but then again for George W. Bush in 2000, I had a couple of calls from prominent politicians who'd say, you know, it really helped me in my race back home, Dick, if I was on the list. Done, you're on the list. Then somebody could go leak the fact that they were on the list. But that was the big list. It was easy to get on the big list. The tough part is the small list, the one that's really under active consideration. And the test to get on that small list has to be, is this person capable of being president of the United States? And that's usually a very, very short list.
What about the other considerations? Can you bring a state? Can you reach out to a specific demographic, woman, Hispanic?
Those are important issues, but they should never be allowed to override that first proposition. And I think that was one of the problems McCain had. I like Governor Palin. I've met her. I know her. She's an attractive candidate. But based on her background, she'd only been governor for 2 years. I don't think she passed that test.
Of being ready.
And I think that was a mistake.
All right, 800-510-8255. Let's move to radio. On the radio side, host Bob Kerr talked to Ken Walsh from Newest News and World Report about what Romney can expect waiting for him when he comes back here.
When he returns home, he and the president may both be facing something of a divided electorate. But then we've been there before, haven't we?
We absolutely have. I was talking to some political consultants, to the historian Robert Dalek in the past week, who reminded me that the divided electorate and the polarization of our politics has been very common in our history. We tend to forget that in the in the midst of all the toing and froing that goes on. But, you know, going way back to Thomas Jefferson versus John Adams, a very vicious campaign, very negative campaign. Of course, Abraham Lincoln was criticized as a guerrilla when he was running for the presidency, when he was president, all the way up through more recent times, of course. But there's a lot being made now in the media, of course, about 100 days till the election. And so it's really coming up on us. I think there'll still be somewhat of a lull during the next few weeks. But when the conventions begin, the last week of August, when the Republicans start in Tampa, that's when I think people will feel the curtains going up and they'll really start paying much more attention, and this divided electorate will be a lot more prominent, because it's just really a small slice of the electorate that's at stake here in a handful of states, and that's really where this campaign is going to be decided.
800-510-8255. Mitt Romney's assertion that Jerusalem is Israel's capital is unacceptable, say the Palestinians. What a shock that is, huh? These people are like playing in a sandbox. Palestinian officials maintained diplomatic silence during Romney's visit to Israel, but then they decided they couldn't because it was horrible. Jerusalem is their city, not Israel's city, so they say. So, all right. So does it make any difference, again, the fate of Jerusalem? I think of the times I've been there, and I just kind of wonder out loud how these people continue to fight the way they do about this. And meanwhile, back here, Obama is pushing Romney to release more of his tax returns. And the campaign has put out an ad this week that says it makes you wonder if in some years he's paid any taxes at all. More dirt from Obama, 28 past the hour.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie.
I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Countdown continues now. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here. We're reviewing, as we normally do on Monday, the weekend. It's mostly Sunday. I shouldn't say weekend because that's a little deceptive. The Sunday morning news programs on television they produce with their guests, usually a political spin on things, and the election is where much of the time is spent. So we get to now, where Jan Crawford talked to Mitt Romney himself about the comments in Israel and the Iranian thing, so let's eavesdrop on that.
One of your aides said this morning that you would respect Israel's decision to take military action against Iran on its own. Does that mean you're giving the green light to Israel to bomb Iran?
I'll use my own words, and that is I respect the right of Israel to defend itself. And we stand with Israel. We're a nation, two nations that come together in peace and that want to see Iran being dissuaded from its nuclear folly. So let me use my own words in that regard.
But what does that mean to you then, that you respect their decision? I mean, can you explain that a little more?
Well, I think because I'm on foreign soil, I don't want to be creating new foreign policy for my country or in any way to distance myself from the foreign policy of our nation. But we respect the right of a nation to defend itself.
But would you or would you not then support Israel of Iran?
Well, again, that would be a statement which would be of a different nature than what our nation has already expressed with regards to Iran. What we have said, and with which I concur, is that we should use every diplomatic and political vehicle that's available to us to keep Iran from becoming a nuclear capability state. Those actions should be executed with the greatest speed that we can muster. If all those options fail, and they've not all been executed, they've not all failed. Entirely at this stage. If all those options fail, then we do have other options, and we don't take those other options off the table. But that's as far as I'm willing to go in terms of discussing this matter while on foreign soil.
Well, do you think the time for those diplomatic solutions is running out or drawing to a close?
Well, there's no question, but that when I spoke at the Herzliya conference 5 years ago and laid out the seven steps that I thought were necessary to dissuade Iran from their nuclear folly, that since that time, not all of those steps have been put in place, and we're 5 years closer. we're 5 years closer to a nuclear Iran. They have not slowed their process. All indications are they continue to amass enriched material that ultimately would allow them to have a nuclear bomb. That is something which is dangerous to the world. It's a national security threat to America, and it threatens the very existence of Israel.
All right, so there is Mitt Romney talking about Israel backing Israeli positions on the threat of the nuclear Iran. 800-510-8255. Did he sound presidential there? Here is the last of the Sunday morning programs. He's not necessarily in order, but this from CNN. Candy Crowley talks to Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois about the late economic numbers and how damaging that is to President Obama.
No president in modern history has been reelected with these kind of numbers. What's your level of concern?
Well, I can say this. We've had more than 26 straight months of private sector job creation. And the jobs, many that we've lost in the public sector, the president has appealed to Congress to help him to make sure that there are firefighters and policemen and teachers. And we have no cooperation from the Republicans. They
but
are
doesn't
determined
the buck stop
to
with
keep
the
employment numbers low.
I understand, but
well,
you know how this works. Yeah.
The president accepts responsibility, but he also believes that we are on the right track. Returning to the economic policy Bush administration, which Mitt Romney endorses, would just plunge us back again into a recession situation where we're giving tax breaks to the wealthiest in America, seeing a deficit out of control, and not creating strength in the middle class, the working families of America. That's really our future, and that's where we ought to pin our economic policies.
So you are not concerned about the president's reelection prospects?
Oh, no. Let me tell you, this is going to be a very close election. We take it very seriously, and it's going to have its ups and downs in the next 100 days that are left. But the bottom line is the American people know we are moving in the right direction. They want to keep us moving forward, and that, I think, is the key to it. Look at just what happened this week. The president's tax cuts in the United States Senate passed with a 51-48 vote to make sure that families making less than $250,000 a year have no increase in taxes at the end of the year, and every single Republican senator voted against it. They said if you won't give tax breaks to the wealthiest 2% in America, then the middle-income families won't receive any tax cuts at all. That is a policy which Mitt Romney may think is wise, but from our point of view is not sensible when we know so many working families are struggling paycheck to paycheck.
Do you get tired of hearing the same thing over and over again? The drivel on both sides. It's the same talking points, the same stuff. The Republicans are bad, say the Democrats. Democrats are bad, say the Republicans. It's just drivel and becomes an annoyance that we have our time taken, frankly, by that stuff. 800-510-8255. All right, here's radio host Dave Debo talking to analyst Carl Calabresi, who Calabresi says no matter what Romney did on his trip, the news media would be reporting that he wasn't ready to be on in prime time, shall we say.
Is it time to maybe shake up the campaign and the way he images himself here? Or is the problem that the guy just sometimes says dumb things?
It's pretty tough to go to Europe when you're running for president and go to all of these venues and not say anything. I mean, that really is unrealistic. People are going to ask you questions about the day, and you're going to have a ton of questions, and you're going to give a ton of answers. You just don't go and give platitudes, because my guess is, if that's all he did, the same press that's criticizing him for giving specifics
would say he's plastic.
Would say he's plastic, he has no depth, he's giving us platitudes when we want answers. So it's a no-win situation. And again, he's dealing with, you know, a British press that can be very tough, somewhat left-leaning. And I think no matter what he did or what he said, you were going to see an angle that, oh, he's not ready for the world stage. I just think that was inevitable here.
So that was the storyline that you say they wrote even before he arrived?
Oh, I think so, and I think they
really
would have fit. I think they would have fit anything he did or said into that storyline. Yes, I do.
Talk to me about the one big gaffe involving the Olympics. Should he have just said, I've looked around, I see a lot of things, there might be stuff they have to work on, but they are ready. It's going to be a great game, rah, rah, England. And I guess he just could have put a more positive spin, no?
Yeah, I think that was an unforced minor error in the big picture, what he said in the last week of Joe. of a presidential race when we get into post Labor Day is going to mean, you know, nothing or next to nothing. He could have termed it differently. He gave an honest answer. And remember, the week prior to his statement, there were serious concerns, questions, major articles, major stories on national news about serious security problems that have been uncovered at those Olympics. So I think if he can go back, he'd probably rephrase it. But he addressed a serious question that lots of people had serious concerns about.
And do you think that he could have? I guess what I'm really asking here is it the man or is it the campaign? If he's prone to these kind of statements, shouldn't he somewhere have around him someone who says, hey, put the positive spin out there first? The old sandwich technique. You always hear about HR. When you say something bad to an employee, say something nice. Sandwich the two pieces of nice with the meat of your real critique in the middle. Couldn't he? I know this. Couldn't someone have told him, do it that way, man?
Sure, he could have, but my guess is that had he sandwiched two nice things in between his criticism, we still would have heard about the criticism.
Okay.
It's the nature of the media and the bias of the media with a Mitt Romney. It's just, and again, he does have a tendency to misstate things. He's not the best when it comes to these extemporaneous answers and give and take with the media and the press. He's just not. And so I expect we're going to see and hear more of this, but the election is going to be about big issues and big themes. And that's where I think he has a distinct advantage.
800-510-8255. The quote was, to the good, hardworking people of London, please allow me to apologize on behalf of my favorite former governor, Mitt Romney. I was reading a piece that was in the Boston paper. But as that gentleman just pointed out, people keep referring, by the way, to the media. It isn't the media. It's the news media that is slanted, biased, and loves to clarify its own mistakes, but doesn't want to give anybody else a chance to clarify their mistakes. 800-510-8255. On to the Colorado shootings and gun control when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster, sleep longer.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers. A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Now on to the Colorado shooting and the discussion of gun control that took place over the weekend on some of the Sunday morning talk programs on television. For example, Chris Wallace talking to Justice Scalia about the debate over gun control. And Scalia has some pretty interesting things to say. Listen to this.
Let's turn to an issue that is in the news right now with the massacre in Colorado, and that is gun control. You wrote in 2008 the opinion in District of Columbia v. Heller, the majority opinion that said the Second Amendment means what it says. People have a right to bear arms. Question, how far does that constitutional right go? Can a legislature ban semi-automatic weapons, or can it magazines that carry 100 rounds without violating an individual's constitutional right to bear arms?
What the opinion in Heller said is that it will have to be decided in future cases what limitations upon the right to keep and bear arms are permissible. Some undoubtedly are, because there were some that were acknowledged at the time. For example, there was a tort called affrighting, which, if you carried around a really horrible weapon just to scare people, like a head axe or something, that was, I believe, a misdemeanor. So, yes, there are some limitations that can be imposed. What they are will depend on what the society understood were reasonable limitations at the time. There were certain location limitations.
About these technological limitations? Obviously, we're not now talking about a handgun or a musket. We're talking about a weapon that can fire 100 shots in a minute.
We'll see. I mean, obviously, the amendment does not apply to arms that cannot be hand carried. It's to keep and bear, so it doesn't apply to cannons. But I suppose there are handheld rocket launchers that can bring down airplanes that will have to be it'll have to be decided.
How do you decide that if you're a textualist?
Very carefully. my starting point and probably my ending point will be what limitations are within the understood limitations that the society had at the time. They had some limitations on the nature of arms that could be borne. So it we'll see what those limitations are as applied to modern weapons.
Here's host Joe Bartler with Richard Aborn, president of the Citizens Crime Commission in New York, about the shooting in Colorado.
I was intrigued by the statement that you released after the shooting that said Americans were killed by gun violence last year than all American troops who were killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Congress's continued indifference to gun violence is a national crime. That's astonishing. And there seems to be no initiative now, even after the events of Colorado.
It is astonishing, and I'm very happy you're focusing on this. Americans have been lulled into believing that the war against gun violence has been won in our country, and it hasn't. We are losing young men at astonishing numbers every single day. It is indeed a national crisis, and we need to respond at the national level. And I don't know what it takes to get the attention of Congress. They just ignore this issue, and let's be honest and realistic, and they ignore it because, yes, the NRA is powerful, and they like the contributions, and they like the votes that they get. So we break the grip of the NRA on Congress. And I think the way we do that, I think the only way we do that is to, A, rebuild the coalition that we had when we passed the Brady bill and the ban on assault weapons. And I was head of the Brady campaign when we did that, so I know exactly what happened there. And secondly, and equally importantly, we need to reach out to gun owners, because gun owners and the NRA are two very different groups.
Yeah.
Most legitimate law-abiding gun owners are abhorred at the amount of violence out there.
Does that include you? 800-510-TALK on the countdown.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly like the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back into the discussion of the NRA and the Colorado shooting. That's where we are on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is a radio host named Mike Campbell, who's talking to activist Alexander Bullock about his planned protest to try to revive the ban on assault weapons, and how he equates the shooting in Colorado with everyday crime in cities like Detroit.
Did this just come together quickly?
It came together very quickly. You may remember on Father's Day, we had a protest in front of Action Impact Gun Store calling for the revival of the ban on assault weapons. On last Sunday, we were at the Star Theater doing the same thing. Reverend Jackson came in on yesterday, and we called Pastor Marvin Wyman, who himself was a victim of violence in Detroit, Congressman John Conyers, Chief Godbee, and other leaders, because we thought that it was important for us to begin the conversation about where do we go from here after Colorado. So we'll be asking people to stand with us as we begin to call for revival of the ban on assault weapons, so that our country and our city and our state can be safe. People do not need access to that kind of firepower.
Mr. Bullock, how do you relate the violence in Colorado to Detroit? I mean, that was a one-person mass shooting. We have many people apparently involved in many individual shootings.
Indeed. I think there's a rising tide of violence across the nation. What we've seen is that because of the violence in Detroit and Colorado, people are losing their faith in law enforcement. CCW applications are up in the city of Detroit and in the county of Wayne. Indeed, the state of Michigan, people are arming themselves. And so I think the connection is that we are headed towards a dangerous collision when folks are arming themselves, lose faith in law enforcement, and have access to high-powered assault weapons, I think that's a recipe for disaster. If we're going to solve the violence problem and stop the rising tide of violence, it must begin with national policy, reviving the ban on assault weapons, but it must also involve an urban policy. It must put Americans back to work, an educational policy that closes the achievement gap, and a wholesale response to the hopelessness, the unemployment, and the mass divestment in urban areas. And so we're coming together to begin that process of having this conversation about how do we stop the rising tide of violence. Indeed, the dark night rose in Colorado. It's become a dark day for America.
The dark night rises. 800-510-8255. Okay, so let's finish off this discussion as far as hosts are concerned by listening to Avi Nelson, who talked on his radio program about another attempted copycat shooting that police stopped before it started.
From Maryland, authorities have arrested a Maryland man they say referred to himself as a joker and threatened to carry out a shooting at his workplace. 28 years old, male, allegedly called his employer and threatened to shoot up the place. I'm a joker. This is what the man told his supervisor. I'm a joker. I'm going to load my guns and blow everybody up. He was also wearing a T-shirt that said, "Guns don't kill people, I do," when he was taken into custody. Now, we just had, of course, the horror in Aurora, Colorado. And the reason I'm mentioning this is that it's really hard to root these people out in advance. Oh, by the way, the Associated Press reports that a search of this guy's home turned up more than 20 guns, including assault rifles and handguns, and more than 400 rounds of ammunition. So, how should we put it? He was the real deal. It's just that this story will not get nearly the attention of Colorado, well, for understandable reasons. And yet, here's a story with a good ending. The authorities got to him before, at least before he perpetrated any massacre. Now, who knows if he's killed in the past? Very hard to keep, as far as I'm concerned, a guy like this should be executed. We have 314 million people. We don't need guys like this. You know, you've got to look at people like Holmes, the guy who perpetrated Colorado murderers and others. It's like vermin. You need the exterminator. You have to exterminate this blight on society so that decent people do not end up in the morgue.
How do you do that, though, without finding the final solution? Interesting, at a screening of The Dark Knight Rises in Manhattan, three police posted outside, two in a cruiser, one on a motorcycle, and Usher said they've been coming by since the shooting in Aurora. There are people who have seen police in these theaters, and they are relieved they are there. Going to the movies now requires a police escort in this country. Man, what kind of a place do we have here? And where are we going with all of it? A rhetorical question that can't be answered because we're out of time now on this edition of the Talk Radio.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.